Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India has identified its capability in the last 11 years and his government is working tirelessly to realize it. Afghanistan carries out retaliatory airstrikes against military targets in Pakistan, including Islamabad. 55 Pakistani soldiers killed. Japanese Defense Minister Shinjiro Koizumi rejects China's criticism of Tokyo's efforts to strengthen its defense capabilities. And in women's cricket, Australia defeat India by 5 wickets in second ODI at Hobart. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India has identified its strengths and capabilities in the last 11 years and his government is working tirelessly to realize it. Addressing an event organized in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said countries are coming forward to finalize trade deals with India. Mr. Modi highlighted that developed countries are eager to sign trade deals with India because a confident India is rising beyond doubt and despair. He said India earlier used to ape the West and seek Western validation, which is no longer the case. Mr. Modi said even after independence, the country could not come out of this mindset. The Prime Minister stressed that India is now no longer under policy paralysis. He said the government is working tirelessly to build robust manufacturing capabilities.
कुछ लोग चौंक गए हैं विकसित देश भारत से ट्रेड डील्स करने में इतने उत्सुक क्यों हैं इसका उत्तर है हताशा निराशा से बाहर निकल रहा आत्मविश्वासी भारत अगर देश आज भी 2014 से पहले वाली निराशा में होता फ्रेजाइल फाइव में गिना जाता पॉलिसी पैरालिसिस से गिरा होता तो कौन हमारे साथ ट्रेड डील्स करता लेकिन बीते 11 वर्षों में देश की चेतना में नई ऊर्जा का प्रवाह हुआ है
The Prime Minister said that every move India makes is closely watched and analyzed across the world today. He added that the AI summit is a clear example of this. He criticized Congress, alleging that AI summit was a moment of pride for whole of India, but the oldest party of the country ruined the festivities. Mr. Modi pointed out that India's digital public infrastructure has today become a subject of global discussion. President Draupadi Murmu today witnessed the Indian Air Force's IAF Mega Exercise Vayu Shakti 2026 at Pokhran, Jaisalmer in Rajasthan. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh were also present on this occasion. Our correspondent reports that the exercise demonstrated the IAF's operational preparedness, tactical capabilities and combat efficiency.
The Indian Air Force today showcased exceptional precision targeting capabilities at Pokhran Range in Rajasthan during Exercise Vayu Shakti 2026. It demonstrated the full spectrum of its highly trained and motivated air warriors. During the display, advanced fighter aircraft, including the Dassault Rafale, Sukhoi 30 MKI, HAL Tejas and Dassault Mirage 2000, carried out precision strikes using air-to-ground guided bombs and missiles, accurately targeting enemy bunkers, runways and command centers. Additionally, Boeing AH-64 Apache and Boeing CH-47 Chinook helicopters conducted low-altitude rocket and gun-firing drills. Casualty evacuation operations and the transportation of equipment to difficult battlefield terrains. The exercise featured calibrated precision strikes akin to those executed during Operation Sindoor, reinforcing deterrence through integrated command and control. A drone show was also held to highlight the glorious legacy of the Indian Air Force. Vayu Shakti 2026 is not merely a display of firepower, but a coordinated demonstration of technology, integration and rapid response capabilities. With Aman Yadav, Akshit Vaidyan, Akashvani News, Jaisalmer.
Afghanistan has carried out retaliatory airstrikes against military targets in Pakistan today, escalating tensions between the two neighbors. Russian news agency reported that Afghan armed forces struck a nuclear facility and a military base in the Kakul village near Abbottabad in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. It said hundreds of dead and injured have been taken to a hospital in Islamabad. The Pakistan Military Academy is located in Kakul. A report.
The Afghan Defense Ministry said that today, in response to attacks by Pakistan, it conducted airstrikes on several military targets in the Pakistani capital and other locations. Taliban deputy spokesman Hamdullah Fitrat said the Afghan Air Force struck installations in Islamabad, Nowshera, Jamrud and Abbottabad this morning, targeting camps and cantonments and military colonies. The Afghan Ministry of National Defense claimed 55 Pakistani soldiers were killed during a four-hour-long border battle and said two bases and 19 posts were destroyed. The strikes followed Pakistan air raids on Kabul, Kandahar and Paktia. Pakistan had launched Operation Ghazab-e-Haq, with the Pakistani Air Force conducting earlier strikes. Pakistan Defense Minister has declared an open war against Afghanistan. Taliban spokesperson Zabihullah Mujahid has claimed that a special circle in Pakistan has started a mission to destabilize the region. He mentioned that 13 Afghan soldiers were killed and 22 others were injured during the fighting. Kabul also mentioned that 13 Afghan civilians, including women and children, were injured in a missile attack by Pakistani forces on a refugee camp in the Afghan province of Nangarhar. Pakistan has claimed that at least 133 Afghan Taliban fighters were killed after the launch of its operation against Afghanistan last night. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres has urged both Pakistan and Afghanistan to continue to seek to resolve any differences through diplomacy. Meanwhile, Iran's Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi said that Iran is ready to provide any assistance in facilitating dialogue and strengthening cooperation between Pakistan and Afghanistan. Moscow has also urged both countries to resolve their differences through diplomatic means. Earlier, India had strongly condemned Pakistan's airstrikes on Afghan territory that have resulted in civilian casualties, including women and children, during the holy month of Ramadan. Swati Rakheja for World News.
Baloch pro-independence leader Hurbanmari today condemned Pakistan's recent attacks on Afghanistan, criticizing Islamabad for questioning Afghanistan's retaliatory actions. He highlighted historical grievances, including alleged extrajudicial killings of Baloch and Pashtun people, and reaffirmed the Baloch community's long-standing support for Afghanistan while condemning the aggression. Mr. Murray said that Pakistan appears to have forgotten its own actions on the fifth day of Ramadan, 22nd of February, when it carried out strikes inside Afghanistan. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Japanese Defense Minister Shinjiro Koizumi today rejected China's criticism of Tokyo's efforts to strengthen its defense capabilities. Responding to concerns over Japan's plan to remove restrictions limiting defense equipment transfers to five non-combat roles, Mr. Koizumi said Beijing was portraying Japan as militaristic through a sustained propaganda campaign. He stressed that the policy shift was driven by growing regional security challenges, particularly China's expanding military footprint. The United States Embassy in Israel has authorized the voluntary departure of non-emergency staff and family members as tensions rise between Washington and Tehran. The decision, approved by United States Department of State, comes amid growing security concerns in Israel. In women's cricket, Georgia Wall struck a magnificent 101 to power Australia to a 5-wicket victory over India in the second ODI at Bellarive Oval, Hobart today. With this win, Australia secured the 3-match ODI series with an unassailable 2-0 lead. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, England defeated New Zealand by 4 wickets in the Super 8 Group 2 match at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo tonight. Chasing a target of 160 runs set by New Zealand, England scored 161 for 6 in 19.3 overs. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India has identified its capability in the last 11 years and his government is working tirelessly to realize it. Afghanistan carries out retaliatory airstrikes against military targets in Pakistan, including Islamabad. 55 Pakistani soldiers killed. Japanese Defense Minister Shinjiro Koizumi rejects China's criticism of Tokyo's efforts to strengthen its defense capabilities. And in women's cricket, Australia defeat India by 5 wickets in second ODI at Hobart. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.